I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Do you want to be a scripture quoter or a Bible storyteller? Maybe it's not an either-or question, but Scriptures in Use says they're teaching the world how to use storytelling to evangelize and plant churches. An SIU worker says God's using it to lead Muslims to Christ.
They seem to be the elephant in the room that nobody wants to deal with, and yet the need is overwhelming. What's amazing to me, though, is how many Muslim people are very open to the gospel when we move outside those traditional Western models.
SIU has a new website. They also have a new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. You can get a copy. Meanwhile, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's going a little radical. 35-year-old David Platt, the author of the book Radical, Follow Me, and others, was voted to be the new IMB president. Platt is the pastor of the church at Brook Hills in Georgia and is the founder of the ministry called Radical. He'll start immediately. Platt hopes to see the IMB first and foremost exalting Christ as the center of the church and mission. Read the full story at our website. And Bible translations changing. Bob Creason, president and CEO of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA, says it's not about translating the written word anymore.
In the past, we would start translating maybe the Gospel of Mark or the Gospel of Luke. Now communities are saying, you know, we learn orally. Would you help us translate a set of stories that would start a project?
These people groups are taking more ownership in translating Scripture into their own language, and they're working together to make it happen. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want good news you won't get anywhere else? Free? Sign up for a free daily e-news blast. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner at the top, fill out the information, and voila, you'll get news you can do something about. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.